The building was one of the very earliest landmarks designated here, 15 years after the Gordon Bunshaft-designed building opened. The proposed design for the addition would significantly alter the appearance in the landmark designation. The Preservation Board voted unanimously yesterday to get the art gallery into a board meeting and explain the plan, and sent a letter saying that and included a schedule of meetings. Board Chairman Paul McDonald says the design is an attack on historic preservation standards.
The concept appears to require the destruction and radical alteration of a significant portion of the Bunshaft gallery space and courtyard, and to impact view sheds of the original green building and Olmsted landscape. The Secretary of Interior Standards, among other things, includes the following requirements. A property will be used as it was historically or be given a new use that requires minimal change to its distinctive materials, features, spaces, and spatial relationships.
McDonald says architectural design firm OMA is either arrogant or ignorant in what it proposes to do to the Bunshaft building and possibly to the original E.B. Green design of the oldest part of the gallery. Bunshaft was a Buffalo native and graduate of Lafayette High School who became a world-renowned modernist architect working out of New York City. He's buried in Chickawaga. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.